So, for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, one must attain a state of full Buddhahood by every means. And for this purpose, one shall not listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
The teachings that we have listened, we have come upon the point and the teachings about relying on the teacher, and we have covered that portion within that. Then we have also come to a point about a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation, and within that it's divided into two: the actual way of sustaining the meditation, and it says about the preparation. What to do during the actual meditation session and what to do in between the meditation sessions. So regarding how the actual way of sustaining the meditation during the actual meditation session, then there is the preparation to the actual session and what to do in the conclusion. And the preparation part, yesterday we have covered the six preparatory practices that have to be performed prior to meditation, and we have come up to the problem requesting the Guru to grant blessings for the three great meanings, to accomplish three great meanings. Yes.
So on the moment, so on the moment, imagine you don't know the Shamas, do you talk about the Latin the same way or all? So on the moment, imagine you don't know the Shamas in the data. Tapi susun je dia orang, tapi ane sun dek nang cukup je. Kasi nasi ni mah tombol ni mah tong hati so. Hari dah tiga ni, ni soalan dia yang beri.
So as mentioned yesterday that we make requests with regards to the So making requests to the spiritual guru is the sixth of the six preparatory practices. So one make requests to the blessings to the Nish gurus, you know, for the blessings to be able to realize the path and to accomplish the three great meanings.
And then during the Lamanus Tomodoji Jongne, and then Ronda Nimba, that's a way Lama chain, Rongichi will show. And the way Lama, Tela, Kuso Jimuru Sadaso, and Len Ninja, Len Domoti Kavaso, then Lameko de Tiji Jimba.
So
근데 자신 조주 제지 잠만에 했다. 아, 돈바지 아니 제지 잠바지. 다더니 마지 아니 가담바. 아, 아니 가담 사마. 대체례도 좀 해주지. 담마와 담에 세인들이 이용하는 말로네. 돈만 지은 자명지 되네 마지네 가도 삼미 바지 삼다 주기 넘어서 무슨 배정지
So when one is making requests, one visualizes firstly the main deity, the principle of the merit field, Long Lo Sang, Tu Wan Do Yi Chang. And then when we make the request, the very first line of lineage gurus, prayers of lineage gurus, if you can see in one of your prayer books, the one of the extensive prayers of lineage gurus, then the very first verse is directed to the guru, and it says, Banasalam Rangachin, glorious and precious guru, and up to the very last line, bestow upon me the attainments of holy body, speech, and mind. Then this line, if you have noticed during the rituals that we repeat this line two times, so during the first repetition of that last line, one visualizes nectars and light rays descending from this principle of the merit field. So light rays and nectar comes from when the principle of the merit field enters through our crown and then purifies all of our negativities and our obscurations, and all those obstacles that stand in the way of generating realizations of the path, generating realizations. So all these are purified. Then during the second recitation, when one imagines receiving blessings from the guru, the second replica comes from the principle of the merit field and dissolves, an exact replica similar in aspect and qualities to the principle of merit field comes forth and dissolves into oneself and blesses your mind stream. Then following that, then we recite the request in the method lineage, starting with the line, the teacher, the Bhagavan, the incomparable guide. Then following that, then requesting to Maitreya and so on and so forth, all the lineage gurus of the method lineage, and then up to the gurus of the Kadampa lineage. And then following that, then we recite the request to the wisdom lineage, which says, to Lord Buddha, pinnacle of Shakya, supreme guide. From there on, following with that, to we request to Manjushri, and up to all the gurus, again to the gurus of the Kadampa lineage. And then here, then you, while reciting these verses, we do as before. During the very last line, we recite it twice. The very first recitation, light rays and nectars descend and purify the obscurations and negativities. And during the second recitation, then an exact replica emanates from the deity or the being in the merit field, and then dissolves into oneself to bless oneself. Yes.
That in it, Kadam Sama.
So then, following that, one makes request to the three different Kadampa lineages, the new Kadampa lineages, starting from the Kadam Shumbawa, Kadam Lamrenpa, and the Kadam Shumbawa, and the Kadam Mengapa, and these three lineages. The gurus of those three lineages, and then following that, we make requests to the Gelupo lineage, starting from Lama Tsongkhapa, with the Amitabha recitation.
Yes. 그러니까 라멘샤군 연대시죠 마송 연대시죠 마송은 최종 단계까지 전해지 밀고 하는 라멘샤군 자성하지 나옵니다.
Then following the recitation of the prayers of lineage gurus, one recites the prayer, the foundation of all good qualities. And then when doing the recitation, one contemplates the meaning of the words in those prayers, and one does a brief meditation, or glance meditation on the entire path. Yes.
La. La. With a measurement.
So when one is regards to the contents of the prayer foundation of all qualities, then it's related to the three different lineages. When one is reciting the prayers, then there are portions corresponding to the practices of the extensive method lineage, the lineage of extensive deeds. And when one is doing that, then one reflects on the practices related to the practices of this lineage. And then when one is reciting the verse relating to Shamatha and Vipassana, the common binding and special insight section, then one relates that to the practices of the cultivation of the practices related to the lineage of profound view of emptiness. Then when one is reciting the portion regarding to the secret mantra, then one relates that to the cultivation of the practices pertaining to the four classes of tantra. So then when one is reciting the verse, the last verses, which says that like that, may the gurus who show a noble path and all the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all alter inner hindrances. So when one is reciting this verse, then one is praying, you know, for the Dharma protectors to remove all obstacles to cultivation of the path. So it is said that those practitioners who properly cultivate the graduated path enlightenment, the Lamrim, do not have the necessity, you know, to do the practices of propitiating the Dharma protectors separately, because by cultivating the Lamrim intently, then the Dharma protectors will naturally show their enlightened activities to remove obstacles. So this prayer becomes sufficient, you know, practice equivalent to the propitiation. For those practitioners, then they do not have a need for a separate propitiation ritual for Dharma protectors. This prayer becomes sufficient. Is equivalent to the practice of entrusting the enlightened activities, you know, of the appreciating enlightened activities of the Dharma protectors.
Yes. yedamije teyon doje jona tem imbare da yeje jaje joju ge lama nam a ene rembe jeje chidem de toji deje jang wona tem ene samada jeje lama na jeje chidem de jeje jame yona tem nyane zeno jeje lama na yo ige jeje doje jona tem ige wotu wotu se na koji wotu tem dēnā ozen tēnē tēnē tā chīshāla shikā sēgī yōmārvā dēnā ozen tēnē tēnē lā chūntē ngūtūp jī lāma nām gōmdī yōrvā dā chūntē ngūtūp jī lāma nām jīla jī tēnī tō jī nē zāvī lāma nā tēm dā tēnē jī dī nē zōvā lāma tō zō lōzō tōng dō jī chōng jī dēnā jī zāvī lāma jī yē kē nē chāng gōng yōng kē
So when then one having recited this prayer, then one comes to the resolution of the absorption of the reabsorption of the merit field, and when one is doing that, one visualizes starting from the lowest layer of the merit field, which is the Dharma protectors, then they gradually dissolve upwards into the main deity, you know, the principle, which is Namalosan Tuan Do Jichang. They dissolve into the four deities on the four petals of the main deity, which were mentioned before, the four main major meditation deities. And those four major meditation deities then dissolve into the principal figure, Namalosan Tuan Do Jichang. Then, as we mentioned before, the four groups of gurus, you know, surrounding the main deity, the group on the right, the group of gurus belonging to the method lineage, then those dissolve one to each other and eventually into Maitreya Buddha. Then the deities, the lineage gurus on the left, are the principal, which are the lineage gurus belonging to the method wisdom lineage, then gradually dissolve one into each other, and finally into the principal, which is Manjushri. And then the deities, the lineage gurus behind, which are the gurus of the practice and blessing lineage. Then, as we mentioned before, they are sort of like lined up, you know, in straight rows, so they gradually dissolve one another up to the very top, which is Vajradhara, you know, which is sitting at the top of all five lineages. And Vajradhara, you know, this like remains of the one single Vajradhara sitting there. And then with regards to the deities that emanated in front, it is not clearly mentioned in the teachings. However, as mentioned before, from the heart of the principal deity, lyres emanate, and it's, so the group of gurus in front are basically those gurus that one has actual Dharma connection with. Then one visualizes all those gurus dissolving each other until they dissolve into the root guru. So hence, you know, there are only five deities left, you know, in the merit field. The main deity, Namalosan Tuan Do Jichang, so in his front, you know, the guru, the one's root guru, the one's direct root guru, and then to his right, Maitreya Buddha, to his left, Manjushri, and behind him, Vajradhara. So these are like five deities remaining on the merit field, and one should spend some time meditating, So then, the Maitreya Manjushri both on the right and left respectively of the main deity, then dissolved to the right and left of the main deity. And then Namalosan Tuwan Doji Chang. And then behind him, the Vajradhara that is behind the main deity, then dissolves into light and absorbs into the heart, the Vajradhara that is seated in the heart of the main deity. And then the root guru that is in front of oneself, or in front of the main deity, we do not visualize that guru dissolving into light, but directly absorbing into the Vajradhara at the heart of the main deity. And then there is the wish flowing tree, which formed the basis for the seeds of the entire merit field. Then that gradually absorbs upwards from the bottom until it absorbs into the lotus seat of the main deity, Lamalosan Tuwan Doji Chang. So one visualizes that only the main deity remains, you know, in the final this stage of actually of dissolution, absorption. Yes.
Bādhe dāya nāmār mācī dāgē jīvā bēmē dēnyā dā gārī jīmbā kōnyī dā kūtōng yīgōn rūtsā dā sō sēnyā dū āni nāma dōsī tōngā dōjī jīmā tsō tēndē shī rōngi dāgī gōtō dā nāma jī gōm dī yōrvā tē dā tēm bēdēnyā dī bēdēnyā tēm āni jīvā nāma dē āni tōmā shēyā tūbī nāma jō sōngā sāma jī.
Then one recites the requesting verse, glorious and precious root guru, please abide in the lotus moon to my crown. So then one visualizes the principle of the merit field coming to the top of one's head and then seated on one's crown, and then transforming into the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha. No. Yes. So when we are reciting the foundation of all qualities, we are visualizing one replica of the guru that is seated on top of our crown. So when one does this final stage of dissolution or absorption, one absorbs the principle of the deity, principle of the merit field into that guru seated on top of our crown of our head. And that guru transforms into the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha.
Then, jibu dhamma shaya thubha la men ne yena dhamma mendra dhajibha dho dhajibhu yena dhamma dhe jila ne kuji dhanyi soji phutsu sundhaji ne tsengha mene mene chong dhani loya.
So then, visualizing the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the seated on top of one's crown, then one makes a brief offering of the seven limbs, or the seven branch worship, as we said yesterday, to this Guru, and one offers mandalas, makes a brief mandala offering to request for blessings, and then one does the prayer of the requesting the Guru in the nature of the four bodies, the Bujidani, which is like the what we call the putu, so that which is the requesting prayer, which is like placing the dagger, the ritual dagger or the ritual stake or peg, ritual peg or stake or dagger or whatever. So it's like placing the purba. So this is called the putu sutta, so you should recite that. And then after that, reciting the name mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha, which is the Muni mantra. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then ae gombi jile no so wa te te tar sinje lao san yama che ae gombi ya yinba rita
so then one takes the brief dedication prayer or request you know due to this merit made to attain the state of enlightened state Guru Buddha and lead all sentient beings to a similar enlightened state so one does this brief prayer then one enters into the actual meditation practice of meditating on whichever subject, you know, specific subjects you're meditating along the path. And then when one is doing that, then one also brings to mind the Shakyamuni, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha that is seated on one's crown. And then one also makes requests, you know, to that, constantly make requests to that deity to grant blessings, to clear away all the adverse circumstances or obstacles to generating the realizations of the past and to bless all mind streams to generate realizations. And so when, as we're meditating along the path, the meditating of the subjects, then one thinks that the guru has also blessed oneself, you know, to achieve such a purpose. So when one is
I must mention before that you also after the meditation then you think that you have received such grace.
So at the end of the meditation session then one at the end of meditation each topic then one contemplates that one has received the blessings of the guru to achieve the realization of that particular topic or subject. Then following this then we move on in the actual main text where it talks about how to sustain the meditation in general. And here it says that in general the so-called meditation is simply to put one's mind, you know, to accustom one's mind again and again to contemplate on the contemplation or meditation on familiarize it with virtuous states of mind and virtuous objects. And so and then to constantly to focus on such positive objects and that virtuous objects without the mind being distracted. Without distracted mind, we're constantly accustomizing it in that way. And then so in the text it says that since beginningless time, well, we have been under the control of our minds, you know, our minds have been controlling us. And as regards to our minds, that in turn is being controlled by delusions. You know, the mind becomes has been always been under the control of delusions since beginning's rebirth until now. And under the influence of that, therefore, we are made to create negative karmas, engage in negative actions due to that.
So therefore, by constantly meditating, cultivating meditation, by constantly placing the mind to focus on our positive or virtuous actions again and again, continuously, then eventually one will achieve what we call servant stability, which means ability to direct your mind as you wish, you know, towards a virtuous object of meditation. Yes.
Poma ne mekwa chungya de gare yin nanyo di gwaram nyo ene changka da dechi lo de ngivo jichi da ten nong shi ene gwaram da chungya de tiso gwaram ma chukwa chungya chela mewa ten de jichi min nam chungwa ten de shen de lo me tawa chi ten de si gom gwa res ene da rong ki gom noba ten menba ke
So then further on it says that one should meditate. When one is meditating, firstly one should establish clearly the stages of the path that one should meditate upon, the stages that one should meditate, and also, you know, sort of the specific order, you know, which is first and which is second and so forth, the order of the specific stages, and then also the enumeration, you know, like how many, which are the various branches and what are the various contents and subcontents and so forth. And so these one should get this very clarified and without any disorder, you know, any mistakes. One must have it very clear in one's mind without mistakes. And then one should cultivate, also one, there should not be more than, should not be more or less than what is the proper order of meditation. So if one does not do this from the beginning, but rather jumps to whatever objects of meditation that you spontaneously wish for, once it becomes a habituation, then in the future it becomes difficult to change this manner of habituation back to the proper way of meditation. Therefore, right from the beginning, one should be very clear-minded as to the order and enumeration of the contents of meditation. Yes. So then one proceeds to sustain the specific meditation related to this pointed path. So first one meditates on the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha on one's crown, and from the heart of that deity, the light rays emanate to the front in front of oneself, the space in front of oneself, and there appears, you know, all the spiritual masters or the gurus that one has direct dharma connection with, and one visualizes them appearing exactly, you know, as they do, you know, in their usual aspect. So as mentioned before, when one usually the traditional way, when one visualizes the spiritual masters or the gurus seated on the merit field prior to dissolution, when one visualizes them being seated in the merit field
in front of the principal deity, then at that point in time we are told to meditate on them in flawless aspect. Like for example, if there's some kind of physical impairment or fault, then in physical faults in physical appearances, then to not visualize that, but visualize them as being healthy and radiant and so forth. But however, at this point of time, it is different when one is meditating on the devotee into a spiritual master. Then here one visualizes them, even when they're alive in the usual aspect, if they have like physical flaws or faults in the physical appearances, one should visualize them accordingly, exactly like that, how it appears to oneself. Yes.
입니다. 본부는 신의 덴비 편요 마덴비 님의 덴비 편요다 제 마덴비 덴조노비 님의 제 그래서 동원 일바지 다 본부는 뭐가 정연도 거나 신의 덴비 편요도 써서 근데 편요 쌈이면 되는 동부 성제 공부는 예바세요 그래봐 근데 대라용 니동이요 아니 저 집안 주바 대나요 지동이요 대체 행행했지 아니 돈들은 대만들 삼도 돈이지 근데 전에는 덴비 편용돼서 본모 모나서 다 편용도 여보 통해서나 아니 마대 다 받아 어떤 정도 이미 대체 삼도 다 대체 삼도는 신의 정도가 너 맞지 마셔 삼아 제 덴덕에는 인도스메 좀 덥지. 다 대지라는 무시 종용되거나 대박금마다 구박금만이 이르고 대박금이까보다 다 손주다 구비짐제 다 누비짐제 제다다와 다 제다다와 대라는 삼지시에 대수 공론의 동본의 삼나토 다 무관무지 마선의 동의도요 대가 논시 사진으로 좀 제거하는 말을 그래다 대관한 동보 그래다 대바중마세 대관한이 손진 우수 봉주가 다 텐데 용하쇼 삼가제 두텐데 용지 손진 우수 봉원의 주제는 봉주 아는 봉투위 진지라고 손 삼가제네 진지라고 주소로 텐데제네 묵박고 다 전제 잠시와 연두권의 용 손대치
So when one is sustaining the meditation, then one meditates on the benefits of properly relying on the spiritual master, and then also on the faults of not properly relying on the spiritual master. So one goes through the various enumeration, of the various subtopics, about like the eight outlines about how what the eight benefits of properly reliance and eight benefits and eight drawbacks, what the eight disadvantages of not properly relying on spiritual master. So one goes through enumeration of these topics and reflects on them. So for example, the first part when one meditates on the benefits of properly relying on spiritual master, then one goes through the various contents like the first benefit, which is that one becomes closer to enlightenment or Buddhahood. And then within this, and there are two reasons that one meditates on that. And then following that, one goes to the next benefit, which is that one pleases all the Buddhas. And again, that has two reasons. So one reflects on those. And then gradually coming down until one completes all the meditations on the benefits of proper reliance on a spiritual master. Then having done that, then one moves on to meditation, meditating on the drawbacks of not properly relying on the spiritual master. So then one goes to the enumeration again, similarly. And finally, having done those meditations, then one prays to the deity seated on one's crown that one will never ever generate the mind, for oneself to never generate the mind of seeing, perceiving faults in the spiritual master. So then one engages in the actual practice of training in which is training in faith, which is the root of the path, and secondly, in generating respect or venerance to the guru. So when one is meditating on the root, which is training in faith, then here one meditates on the reasons why one has to see the Guru as Buddha, and how one is able, one is able to see the Guru as Buddha, and to the various different reasons why the Guru is Buddha. So one goes through all these different reasons and meditates on that, and sustains meditation in such a way that when one is meditating on the root, which is the training in the faith, then so one also makes prayers to the deity seated on one's crown, that may I be able to see the Guru as Buddha, you know. So when one makes this request, then one visualizes light rays and nectar again, descending and then clearing away the obstacles and negativities and obscurations to such realizations. And then one makes requests for blessings to have such a realization of the path.
So at the end of the entire meditation, to
in the beginning, you make the request to please obstacles to receive. Then you never to also the mind also abide in that good version. Then then in the attempt also to receive, say, take receive blessing, realization.
So then when one is meditating on actually seeing the Guru as Buddha, you know, and then that is very difficult, you know, even though one is unable to directly see the Guru as Buddha, one should meditate on the various qualities that the Guru has, such as ethical discipline, meditative concentration, wisdom, knowledge, and so forth. So meditate on these qualities. Firstly, meditating on these qualities, then one generates joy and respect in a gradual manner. Then, and gradually to reinforce, you know, that one's view of, or meditation, sustain one's meditation on the Guru as the Buddha. And then so when one has the realization of Guru devotion, then one, at that time one can actually see the Guru as Buddha. However, such a realization is not immediately possible, like, you know, upon the very first session of meditation that one achieves this realization. That's an impossible feat. Therefore, we need effort, gradual effort over a sustained period of time of sustained practice in order to achieve such realization. Therefore, as we are meditating on Guru devotion, then as we are meditating on that, then after that, then we do some brief meditations on other aspects of the path as well, such as perfect human rebirth, you know, and the rarity or the preciousness of this perfect human rebirth, as well as on death and impermanence, and so on and so forth. So here, one sort of like meditates, begins by meditating on Guru devotion as the main topic. And one, as a sideline, one meditates on the other topics of the path as well. Otherwise, if one entirely focuses on Guru devotion practice, you know, and does not move from that topic of meditation in all of one meditation sessions, until one achieves realization, then it becomes an obstacle to meditation or to developing realizations of the other aspects of the path, you know, such as practice human rebirth, impermanence, and renunciation, and so forth. So therefore, one should meditate primarily on one topic, and then one also do like a brief meditation on the other aspects of the path, so that then one doesn't spend like in a long time striving to achieve that one subject and then leaving out the other topics of the path.
맞다. 그거 제안은 가서 다음 선물 놓지. 그러나 편에 다 봐다. 네, 마음 봐도 편에 더 관주야. 주도 선생 인기 거는 편에 더 관주가 돼서 삼나도 다 선바. 근데 얘는 답은 그거 맞지 봐도 공부를 선물에
So following that, then one meditates on the kindness of the Guru, on the benefits that the Guru has given to oneself, you know, such as teaching the Dharma and giving generosity of material wealth or miscellaneous goods. You know, then also meditate on the benefits that the Guru will be giving oneself in the future. The kindness of the Guru will be showing oneself in the future as well. So then meditate in such a way until from the very depths of your heart that you actually develop respect, you know, towards the Guru. Yes. So in general, even by remembering the qualities of the Guru, but if one does not subsequently meditate on the kindness of the Guru, then even though one may have faith, one does not generate respect for the Guru. For example, if one has one Guru that is has a lot of great qualities, very wonderful qualities, so at that point of time when one when one brings to mind, you know, this Guru, then this immediately we generate faith, and very easily one generates faith. However, that does not necessarily mean that one generates true respect, you know, towards the Guru. So not only remembering the qualities of the Guru, but remembering the kindness that they have shown us, and as you know, will show us in the future as a subsequent meditation to that, then one generates respect towards the Guru. So therefore, not only remembering the qualities, but also remembering the kindness of the Guru. So the reason for that, so we need to remembering the qualities of the Guru doesn't necessarily generate respect in all one's mind stream. So one generates respect by remembering the kindness of the Guru. For example, when one sees lamas that one does not have Dharma connection with, so that does not one generates faith, but not respect. One sees lamas that. So when we see lamas that we do not have a spiritual Dharma connection with, then even though we see that they have great qualities, and then we generate great faith, but we don't necessarily generate respect because we didn't meditate on the kindness of the gurus. But if we meditate on the kindness of our spiritual masters, then one generates respect towards the spiritual masters. So when one comes to the portion of relying through practice on the spiritual master, then when one is doing that, then as I mentioned before, there are three outlines to that, which is making pleading through making material offerings, respecting and serving body, speech, and practicing according to the guru's words. So when one is engaged in the actual meditation session, one is practicing according to the guru's words. So the other two aspects of the practice, which is making pleading through material offerings and respecting and serving the body and speech, these are done during the session break time. So when one is at the end of the session, when the session is finished, then the the gurus that one has visualized is facing in front of oneself. One imagines that absorbing or dissolving into the Shakyamuni Buddha seated on one's crown, and one makes a request to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then imagine that the Shakyamuni Buddha is very extremely pleased, then dissolves into our hearts, you know, gradually through our crown. So one does this visualization at the end of session. So if one has prior to that, one has already visualized the guru seated in one's heart, then one imagines that Shakyamuni Buddha on one's crown, when it enters in our heart, it dissolves and mixes or becomes one with the guru in our heart. So then one recites at the end of the session what to do with the conclusion, then one recites prayers such as the trustless prayers of Mantavadra and the aspiration in 70 verses composed by Lopam Bawa. So when one is reciting these various prayers, then regard to the prayers of Mantavadra, then one thinks that whatever prayers that the great one can either recite that in the entirety, or one can recite the two brief verses, which basically say that whatever prayers, you know, all the prayers that Samantabhadra and the great Manjushri perform, you know, I dedicate in the same way, you know, may I be able to dedicate my
merits to fulfill such prayers in the same way. And then when one recites the 70 verses composed by Lubun Bawa, so within that it talks about the various trainings of the bodhicitta mind. Then so one dedicates according to the prayer, or one can think that whatever intention or mental intention that Lubun Bawa had, you know, when composing this prayer, may I be able to dedicate it, you know, within the same content or context of the intention that he had when composing this prayer.
Mada, teta we ti tono na ngato do shindo do so de tui je na gomba cha de, ten yo dongbo yu ne na jingu wo na ro na ten yo kon lo chu ka tui chong na gomba wa cha gomba do bin ro de jie jin jin na chi ma de jin jun jin do, yin na ma tong we de jo lo lo gong song ba ta ro, jun se tong do song na tui sen, te tam je na yo ha jong tam ro ba ha jong so bi jong na ro ba cha jong de, ten na ge yin yo ha jong do ba da sing mo so shi wan yo ro, mada, 퇴진 남조선 토론의 제고 저는 나도 제도 수 선은 다사르고 되고 소스리고 근데 대력에는 퇴진 남조 좋은 거래 소송 그래서 퇴진 남조 좋은 연도 근데 동거원에 따로 막 오면 무거지기 때문에 대야비 카고로 와 인도에는 퇴진총나 동모가 자서 就是我们把这三百个没把这呢带呢他带了也会用用多少么子的也套的抽象结果是也套的抽象呢其实我们公民抽但我说叫人生用大成的钱咱长期呢什么地方买这些钱嗯咱都有公民嘛多应该是人家嗯对冲的冲冲啊是
对冲的中文啊是对于人的部门啊是你要冲个毛是毛是对人的心先的马修啊是等于我呢当然要过去你讲的他给一下等着结果是什么但当地人要呢你被协调给有个修查过等着解决嘛是协调给呢包括简单这个嘛是整个人把结果呢公布出来一下那有个修查什么人呢啊 고배 고반 중요하다 아 대의 중요하다 등대 요한 거죠 이제 서울 가는 나요 아 친구들 이거 이제 다 된다 제대로 아 요가 좀 오셔 봐야지 제거래서 다 좋은 것이 있는데 삼백에 고민 고민들 삼백 공주 아닌자 아 뭔가 내게 너나 아니 중요한 스레인스 전에 공부를 했어
So then, following this sentence, and when one is meditating at the very beginning, one should meditate in four sessions, such as during the four times, pre-dawn, morning, afternoon, and at nightfall. And then when one is doing these meditations, right in the very outset or the beginning of one's meditational practice, it is difficult for the object of meditation to stay upon the it's difficult for one's mind to stay upon the object of meditation. So therefore one needs to engage in meditation through various short sessions. So one should stop the meditation session when one feels that one has been doing well. You know, when one is still wanting to meditate, at that point of time one should stop the session. The reason being that if one does so, if one stops the session at that point of time, then one would mentally one would have the desire to return to that session. When one goes back to that meditation, to the second meditation or meditation session after that, then one is returns with a mind of joy, you know, enthusiasm for that practice. However, if one meditates till one is tired, or you know, when one feels completely satisfied, then when one leaves that session, then one comes back again to the next session, one's mind is not inspired to engage in further meditation. So therefore, it is important that one has like short, you know, small meditation sessions which are short in time, but one can make many, you know, many meditational sessions, but they must be short and they must be of good quality in the sense that they are focused, that one's mind does not deviate or just gets distracted. So one does very short, focused sessions on meditation. And then when one is meditating, one should be careful to not be too strict, excessively relaxed, you know, during the meditation or session. If one does it too strictly, or if one's mind is too uptight, then one is prone to excitement. Then this, then that causes a lot of obstacles to arise during meditation, and as well as hindrances, you know, to enter into one's meditation. And if one meditates with a mind that is too lax, you know, excessively relaxed, then one undergoes mental dullness, you know, or just drowsiness in meditation. So when one is doing such meditations, then if one finds that over time one's mind is able to remain on the object of focus well, then one should extend that time in small amounts, gradually extend the time meditation, that meditational session, when one finds the mind is able to remain well on that object of focus. Yes.
天上的几座教堂，这差不多过了卡通组的马戏游泳场，这个是不错的。听我们班的，听东西怎么做，将军们那的真心马的不讲，也懂得借钱的穷米。听上次有别东北去那个大的游泳场玩去，有的就是说，我他妈的啥子，感觉六百九万，我他妈的他们这些光看那么松松的，看戏比光呢，没得，没那么多，就我的东北人做手术嘛，心里都没打呢，吃饭用油多，那么大腿没几种。
哎，天上那搞这个是哪里？天上那，恰过了，卡通东西，哎，他查查代表说，那我等着给你讲，蒙古有个罗，你那个等到公交有搞不是？啊，天母节的搞的公庙呢，啊，那，得，那，家人帮家人，那公，啊，用，省的用多罗，因此，天上么使用，那新年天做用呢，新年天做个过节别家等着节。
哎，大概广东某个重要的是用的用的真不假，等着结果分数。但多个结完了，那，中间搓搓呀，他，俺家庭里边重要的，肯定那给钱不差的够了。现在，搓搓呀，太阳，我过他妈的，搓啥样的？俺那地方重要的，他不晓得，等着去。但用的那些教育起码，就这么一说的，那，搓搓，他基本上那，俺那给你的。
So then it says about the practices that should be done in between meditation sessions. So here when one is engaged during the one session, having the session break time, even though there are many practices that one could do, such as prostrations or circumambulations, reciting prayers and also making tathas, Buddha images. So however, at this point in time, if one is intensively engaging in a meditation practice, then whatever if one meditates, you know, so one should, during the session break, one should bring to mind, you know, the subject of the meditational session. If the subject or the topic that is being meditated upon during the actual session itself is then being cast aside or, you know, left aside when one is having the session break, then one will not achieve much improvement in the practice. You know, one's mind will become distracted. So therefore, for example, when one is meditating on the Guru devotion, then during the session break, one can read scriptures or texts relating to that and to contemplate the meaning of relying on the spiritual master. Then when then also it mentions here in the text that it's very important to accumulate and collect the various conducive circumstances for realization, and as well as cultivate the various means for expelling or purifying the various hindrances, hindering or opposing adverse circumstances to stand in with realization. So one should engage in such practices through in such means, you know, through various ways, you know, of practicing. And then it also further goes on to say that the base of the basis of or foundation of realizations is the vowed ethics that one has pledged to abide in within. So then whether you are a lay person or an ordained person, then you should try to observe this practice of ethical discipline as much as you can, and in order to form a firm and sound basis for realizations.
제가 내가 난도면 내가 지금 주주 토지는 라벌 차대 님들한테 온부 고동 봐도 시진도 줘 봐도 세지 토르 봐도 내가 남겨도 좀 내가 진짜 잡아 오세요. 이제 손도와 이제 다 온부 고동 봐서야 돼. 간대들에서 난 년도 트렌드 전반도 시진 때 전반도 시진 때 그 권에 아니 주라나서 뭐 봄에 본드에네 데 시바 미시제고 데 지라네 차동제야 된 거 차동문제 탑제야 되지 말이야 아요 본번에네 요르나 파 메다지 본부 파 마다지 덴데제 거야지 인소
So then when one is then furthermore it says you have to learn the four preconditions which are the causes that readily produce the path of karma body and spiritual insight. And firstly, they are divided into four, which is restraining the sensory faculties, acting vigilantly, appropriate diet, and striving to practice without sleeping at the wrong time, and acting properly at the sleep of time of sleep. So here, firstly, restraining the sensory faculties, then here refers to the various forms that one perceives, you know, whether intentionally or unintentionally, how to restrain one's sensory faculties and sense doors such that either so one does not intentionally perceive the objects that would cause us to develop attachment and aversion, or to curb the attachment and aversion that arises after perception of these various objects.
내가 뭐 하나 아니 용의 봄에 용모를 이제 내비스 말이 내가 동번에 자동제약에 열 때나 맞다지 근데 매사 근데 배치나 야요.
So then one cultivates this practice through mindfulness and awareness. You know, so the one does this repeatedly. For example, when one has to be constantly mindful of the objects that one perceives and also the various emotions of the illusory emotions of attachment and hatred that could arise from that. So for example, when one has the objects that arise, objects of perception that could possibly cause desirous attachment or aversion, then one sort of stays away, you know, from places that have these objects, so that one doesn't have such perception that could disturb or give rise to such thoughts in one's mind.
Mm-hmm. 시신도 좁아서야데 로자냥도기 조농 간리제이나 대급나 소재네 전부다 시시되네 먹여 잡아는 요로면도 언제든지 따지지 먹여 잡아는 좋으면 좋지 그러다 개화도 좀 맞더나요 아니 너무 된다고 된다든지 하지 덥지야 대단히 시신도 좁아지
So then one uses this memory, the practices of mindfulness and awareness, you know, in which one meditates, or what you call memory alertness. You know, so when one is doing that, then one constantly checks one's mind whether it is engaging in negative thoughts, you know, or engaging in negative objects of perception, and then one tries to put a stop to that kind of activity, and then to direct one's perception or engagement, mental engagement towards avaricious objects. If one is unable to do that, one lets that mind remain in a neutral state, and state is ethically neutral, so that it stays away from the negative objects. Yes.
That's it. Say the total boss. In that sense, more to our inner, the rich was it. And they can give it on a job major. And the young man do say more to our inner. And the same young to our inner, and the rich was it, new good. At the beginning, I'll get you a chimney to go. You are attending and doing it, say, and watch it, at the end or trouble. And no matter, she was Jesus, I am. That's the
So then, following that is the appropriate diet. So if you eat too little food, if you eat too much food, then the body becomes heavy, then becomes a burden, and then one becomes sleepy and lethargic and becomes an obstacle to meditation practice. And then one needs to eat, if one eats too little food, then one's body becomes weak and one is unable to practice, engage in virtuous practices. So therefore one needs to eat appropriate foods, appropriate amounts, and also eat appropriate foods, such as food that is digestible and wholesome, and also eating food does not produce the various afflictions. Yes.
After the previous food was digested, then you eat the latter.
Yes. Yes.
So more healthy, more healthy.
So you eat food after the previous ingested food has previously been eaten, has been totally digested, ingested, then this becomes a better aid to health, meditation health, physical health. Sorry.
And that, the menyala namjyo da tsongwa shen nyawe se cheta chawa ase inda chuba da gomjyam tenriji yungye ze yina ane tanda menyala namjyo da tsongwa shen yin se da nime tu tamche da tsemo la yon cha somche ane cha tongbo tang tamanyi la manye ase namjyo cha paba la nye ya inbari inda cha paba la manye yon yina yon Niji Jiba Chabi Njunga Lu Tendri Yungu Yore Ten Ma Jena Yung Lu Nasa Tendri Yungu Yore De Jiba Chabi Chedu Namji Cha Bhaba Tendri Nye Sunga Nasa
Kachung
Niji Jiba Chabi Njunga Yosa De Subo La Niji Ya Soko Ya Njunga Yore De Te So Ma Toba Yena Yung Ne Jiba Yore
So therefore, then following that is the practice of about sleeping at the wrong time and how to act properly at the time of sleep. So here one practices the yoga of not sleeping throughout the entirety of the day. One does not sleep. So for the meditator, then this the activity of sleeping has to be regulated. One avoids sleeping during the daytime and one sleeps during appropriate time, during the period of the night. So if one divides the night time into three portions, one avoids sleeping during the beginning and ending portions, and one sleeps only the middling portion of the night. So it is said if one does not do so, then because the body has an element that requires rejuvenation through sleep, and if one does not sleep during for this period of time, then that element that requires rejuvenation through sleep is ignored, then one can possibly give rise to sicknesses. So therefore for that purpose then one engages in the activity of sleeping, which is done during the middling part of the night.
Yes. Make a lane and don't want the matter. You're not so for you. It was a long one to point number table. You're not another lane, another yina, you're not on yina, John. You're not the yina, John, the combo. 주요도 선마도 샘구 때는 저보다 한 돈을 더 보면 차비 좀 나가서 뒤만 이제 좀 봐서 너봐 소마 제보 아니 뭐 샘물 내는 님 남자 통매도 많이 때나 대중 안 되죠 야와 시좀 샘물 내도 이제 거기서 교보들 시진 좀 유함 교비 내지 어 선마도 제바 제나 동복하나 내대나 그러면 이제 봐요 저 대니 이제 선데 남아가도 저 저제 따바자 남아도 저제 다 따바제 시바지고 대한 남아도 동무 늦은 내서 시주고 거나 남바고 이제도 저 이제 남아도 저 도바지고 변나 로아도 저거 되는 로아도 오늘 군주 누만에 소마다 신도 되도 되다 다단데 내 뒤에 시도 보다 원 임반의 초 공도 남바고 이제도 도바지고 초다 남아도 저 도바도 변나 로비체 찬성 나서 내가 만들어 되지 로비 천의 신에 되도 시진 요바다 소마도 되고 남바 강게 저도 도바도 뒤에 남아도 되다 도바도 변나 아주 좋은 지로 메롱은 신에 저저 되든 시신교보다 보지만 내때다 신이 남아공 이제 따봐서 내때 내때니 이제 남아도 되다 또 벌 제바 때 뺀나 로이드 신당 이제 챔지는으로 가지고 집어 나와서 오면 로이드 나서 신이 보다 덤벌 제보다 온 너는 이모도 스무군지 제자면 요 덤벌 신 대다 저도 저 어머니 집어 주면 유독이 되는 거 다른 유방도 건 내 늦었지 탐지도 신교보다 다 제나 세네 동의 무급받 신의 인간 저놈의 동안 남지 또 보면 또 보고 저의 주의 초단 내버 송소 근데 좀 공부 거는 뭐냐 보고 통해 놓고 놓는데 이도 다 와서 거 봐대 내지는 비는 개주 제발 탐지나 보이지는 말아 어머니 제발 수준이 어느 정도 되냐 한 정도 되게 쓴 남벌이 또 있는데 내가 좀 물어봐 좀 배발 차고 자 다 용부 거 담으세요 다 시진 줘 봐세요 드니 남 배반이나 어 이제 텐데라 어 다 예비 물어봐 다 어 저만에 손도 못 하고 아 제발은 수준이 없었다고
So this is one practice before guarding the door sensory or acting vigilantly, you know, by relying on vigilance, guarding the restraining regarding the sensory faculties, then one receives the benefit, you know, of not receiving the undesirable harms in this lifetime, and also not fall in the lower realms, in the next in the future lifetimes. And also to be able to keep the practice of pure morality, pure ethics.
Yes. 대요세다 세비님 대님의 공부나라 네비 님의 섬네 너무 좋죠 님의 님마다 님마다 세라 카제나 세바 다 샤과 잡고 아 근데 그냥 뭐라 아니 세한테 님의 공부요래서 님의 다 님의 공부도 얘는 너무 너무 집에 줘서 좀 님의 카도 들어서 뭐 세 찐다고 세죠 소리 내진 친면에 뭐다 교보다 나왔음 바오스 이 말에 이 말다 세종보 가도의 제로 포스토바 간리지 요한이나요 소리대 제연류가 아니 교보다 더 잘 오래 삼네 세세바가 야치의 텐데 삼거리스
So then to here it says to overcome the craving the strong craving for food then one needs to rely on the method of meditating on the faults of food. So then firstly, he mentions the first fault is that whatever food that you acquire, no matter how wonderful quality it is in terms of its pleasant appearance, you know, of color, pleasant in the terms of its taste, as well as its aroma and so forth, however wonderful it may be, eventually becomes equivalent to vomit. And it becomes just like vomit once you have chewed it, and moisten with saliva, so it becomes no difference from that. Yes.
Omrata, say, Shua Jumin Yime, say Tane, say Shua Jumin Yime, say the Namji Tim, Baba Tama Shune, Sharaz Jeshi, Kajin Shun Jejun, Lijimin Nish, then you need to Saguba, say that the Nerita Majibasimba was. 다 세셔 산에 예. 근데 이마다 세제 주 샤타제야 된대는 비워드스. 다만 안 시원제도 줘. 시원제도 줘네. 대연연도 마세 거야. 근데 세다 템비 내리 몸보 용대야. 그래서 삼고레스.
Then I'm following that the second thought is that that which arises after eating the food and then digesting it. So the thought arises from digesting the food is that the body, the food produces elements such as of the body such as flesh and blood after it is being digested in the middle or last period of the night. And then eventually the food becomes feces and urine which then has to be expelled over and over again, you know, every day. Due to having to eat this food, one has to constantly excrete and urinate, you know, due to having to eat such these different foods.
So the chicken yemen and ale, duba the chicken yemen is, said and said, you tell us, yeah, that and do can you make some good rays on it? That said and said, you pond up, that you say, I get you. 로네 차롱이 내지도 몇바 도마진데 접진 마루는 양에서도 동아 나 존나 어 초바도 취수지도 숨이 쏘아 더그 동마하고 근데 단 주제나 방법 도빈도 거나 소수 감내자 도 감내 가시 차롱의 니에 아니 감내 감내 정나요 아니 뒤에든도 다 가시 초가 있나 톱 산에 이한테 맨 처음에 용해, 주제 처음에 용해, 삼매 사야게 용 동안 넘해질려 빙결해. 근데 삼매 그래서.
So also one contemplates the various diseases that could develop in connection with eating the food, and also then we move on to the five faults that come from looking for food and trying to procure food. So firstly is the fault of procurement. You know, the first step of trying to procure or to obtain food. In the process of doing so, one becomes tormented by heat and cold. You know, one goes through great effort and engages in a lot of hardship to obtain the food. And if one does not obtain it, one suffers sorrow and misery. And even if having obtained the food, you know, one has the fear that it will be stolen or wasted. And then one suffers because of taking great pains to guard it and protect it. Yes.
Mm. 우리 체제 파도 번도서 보면 펜스 소진 파고 이말 단주자나 자신 친구지 대형견 엄마 펜진 자 가보요든지 된대 요자를 차 그래는 파고다 소원이요 담으셔로야 된대 무슨 통지하고 된대 이님의 상고를 단 세지 보면 주자나 사야 된대라 된대 상
So then when one procures or obtains material wealth such as food and the like, you know, then this because they cause for dispute, you know, even between close relatives, such as even father and sons in such direct blood relationship, then even amongst them they will dispute and fight each other for the sake of food and material wealth and so forth. So we have seen a lot of such examples before, you know, what was very close affectionate to each other, suddenly, you know, due to the reason of food and material wealth, then it becomes the cause of, then they become like enemies, intense enemies overnight. So then the third is the fall of insatiability. So if one does not cultivate the thought of contentment with what one already has acquired, then the thought of insatiability will plague us and cause us to try to obtain more, you know, by every means. So for example, if we have 10, then we're not satisfied in 100, and we have 100, we're not satisfied in 1,000, so that becomes an endless, insatiable desire that cannot be fulfilled. So here it gives analogy of kings and the like, you know. So kings, they rule, they have the sovereign of rule over one kingdom, and once, you know, having one kingdom is not enough, they want two, if two is not enough, they want three, and so forth, and eventually then this causes rifts between the different kingdoms and causes them to break out into war. So in then the fourth fault is the fault of the lack of independence. So it says here that those who eat others' food experience much suffering, and this is referring to people that rely upon others for food, you know, such as the servants and slaves. they have to listen or to abide and act accordingly to whatever their masters say or command them to do. So sometimes, you know, even to the extent of war and engaging in warfare for the sake of their leaders or masters, then this causes a lot of suffering. So all this for the sake of food. So one contemplates the fault of the lack of independence. Then the fifth is the fault that arises from wrongdoing. So when we are in the process of obtaining food as well as its various causes, then one's three doors of body, speech, and mind engage in the negative actions to procure or acquire these food and its causes, then one becomes tainted or tarnished by such negative actions. And at the time of death, then one would remember these negative actions and generate regrets. And then at the time, then after death, then these negativities will cause us to fall into lower realms, and then have a rebirth in the miserable realm. So remembering the downfall of this, or the fall of this negativity. So then it says here that when one is eating the food, then one should have the memory of the various microorganisms, you know, or the various so-called worms or microorganisms that are abiding within one's body. And then when one is eating the food, you know, and digesting, and one should think that this is a sort of like a charity of material gifts, you know, towards these various microorganisms in order to benefit them. To eat with the mind of thinking of benefiting them. And also for this physical body, that one has achieved this precious human, the physical basis of this precious human rebirth, how it is very difficult to achieve such a rebirth. And then in order for this body to remain, you know, to sustain this body's existence for a long time, then the purpose being that
to be able, so that one be able to engage and cultivate positive qualities and positive actions in the future, and the roots of virtue, to cultivate roots of virtue for a long period of time. And for that purpose, then one engages in the act of eating, so one maintains that state of memory. Yes.
Labaye nama bawa tu, an labanya de kot kap ada tenis jenis ni. Tenis ni apa jenis nak? Ada sama siapa tu bawa tenis ni? Yang hendak buka semi orang sah, tenis ni. Tenis ni jenis ni apa jenis nak? Ni sungguh jenis cuma yang ni. Tapi sungguh ni atau tenis jenis ni ni siapa kata tenis ni apa jenis nak? Tenis siapa buat jenis nak? अन्य पौधों में कौन से या तंदरे हैं सोमवार को अरे तो अन्य संगे न्यातों के ना अन्य कार्य चीज़ और से ना चुनी जे अ कौन लू थोपा में जो इन बारे चुनी जे लू थोपा में जो ये सा मैं लम्बे बाम में को मैं मैं वाला तंदरे के चीज़ और योर ये सोमवार चुनी लू थोपा 소감은 줘 봐. 춘이 주셨어.
이제 약간 이제
생긴 야도 이제 내외 있나? 아니, 맨날 밤에 말해. 아니, 생각해 봐. 근데 맨날 와서 춘이 주셨어. 춘이. 춘이 됐다. 매일 차와대 춘이로. 춘이 내요, 춘이로. 그게 너희 생긴 야도제는 딱 야구 용이한테 주니지.
So then, when so then we talk about the activity of sleeping. So here, when one is doing that, one lies down in the lion posture. So the lion posture is, this is the exact posture when the Buddha lied down, when he passed away, physical posture he entered into when he passed away. So what the Buddha did was to lie on his right side of his body with his hands. On his right cheek, and then his left hand covering the left side of his body. So then, left hand, left arm like draped across the left side of his body, and then lie down on his right side. So when one enters into sleep, one should have the memory that remembering that the Buddha entered into Parinirvana Mahaparinirvana with this posture. So then, by doing so, one remembers the Buddha, one has what this practice of what we call subsequent memory of the Buddha. And so one enters into sleep with this practice. So it is said that at the time of death, if one enters into this posture, then there's no necessity. One passes away in this posture, then there's no necessity to perform the poa or the transfers of consciousness practice. So,
there's also saying.
So there's a saying that if one passes away in this posture, then there's no necessity to perform poa. If one lies in this posture, when passing away. And then the other thing is that it is said that by sleeping in this posture, then it is the nature, the very nature of the posture, to stop like.
Or it does not completely loosened. Doesn't become completely loosened.
So like the body is not completely loosened or lax, during the during the act of sleeping. So also is the nature of this posture to stop nightmares and also to stop the negative states of minds from arising. Otherwise, when one is entering into sleep, one should bring to mind the various objects of refuge, to generate positive states of mind, such as cultivating the practices of refuge and so forth, and engaging the roots of virtue. So the reason being that if one enters into sleep with a positive or virtuous state of mind, then starting from the moment of sleep onwards until the point of waking, then the whole period of sleep becomes a positive action. And if one, however, if prior to sleeping one brings to mind very many non-virtuous thoughts, then when one is sleeping, then that period of sleep during whole period of time becomes a non-virtuous activity, non-virtuous action. So therefore, one can understand that the very act of sleeping itself can be can be virtuous or non-virtuous in nature, dependent upon which what is the last thought, the nature of the thought that one enters into sleep with.